Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Got Roots by Dr. Carrie Vo for Thursday, July 9th, 2020. The text is Matthew chapter 13, selected verses. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arise on account of the word, immediately he falls away." Some years ago, Carrie's husband bought her a beautiful gardenia in a pot for Valentine's Day. The white flowers glowed. She was enchanted, but she was also afraid. How could she keep it alive? She learned as much as she could about caring for the plant, watered it faithfully. Still, her fears came true. The gardenia died, and she felt terribly guilty. She says, "I decided to recycle the pot, so I went to lift the dead plant out. And then I got a big surprise. The plant had absolutely no roots. As far as I could tell, it never had had roots, at least in that pot. Someone had cut a flowering branch off of a bigger bush and shoved it into the soil to make it appear like a normal plant. We had been cheated." Carrie continues, "I was angry, but I was also relieved. It wasn't my fault that the plant died. Without roots, nobody could have saved it. It could not take in the water or the nutrients in the soil. It was doomed." Jesus makes a similar point about people who hear the gospel message. A lot of people will say they believe, and they seem very excited about their new faith. They may even throw themselves into things like church attendance and Bible study. But not all of these people stick. Some of them quickly vanish. And when you hear of them next, they've stopped being Christians. They had no root. Everything looked fine on the surface, but when trouble came, or they had to deal with suffering, they were out. How about you? Have you got roots? When times of suffering come, and they will come, will you stick? The problem with the plants in Jesus' story was that they didn't have enough soil. They couldn't develop any roots in an inch or two of dirt overlying solid rock. In the same way, a heart like a rock isn't going to be a place where the gospel can grow deep roots. But ground can be changed. With a huge amount of effort, it's true, but still, it is possible to break up rock or to remove it altogether. It is possible to break up stony hearts and to transform them into places where the gospel can grow and thrive. But no human being can do this. Yet the Holy Spirit can. If you are concerned, ask the Holy Spirit for help. He is the one who makes faith grow in your heart, and he can deal with the conditions of your heart, no matter what they are. Let him have his way with you, and then the good seed of the gospel will grow in your life and produce 30, 60, or even 100-fold harvest for Jesus. Would you pray with me? Lord, Holy Spirit, work in my heart to make me good ground for the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.